Hello, and welcome to another episode of Diabetes Dialogue, Technology, Therapeutics, and Real-World Perspectives. My name is Diana Isaacs, and I am joined with my co-host, Natalie Bellini. And in this episode, we want to talk to you all about Wegovy, aka semaglutide, because there have been some really exciting updates recently. So, Natalie, I'm going to turn it to you to share all of the excitement regarding this drug.
Absolutely. Thanks, Diana. So this week, the FDA approved the treatment for serious liver disease known as MASH with Wegovy, with semaglutide once weekly. This is a really big deal, right? And it's indicated with moderate to advanced fibrosis, and that fibrosis is excessive scar tissue in the liver. That's what fibrosis is. It's a serious liver disease. Wegovy was actually first approved way back in 2017, and we've been using it. It's also approved for obesity, overweight. It's approved for reducing cardiovascular events such as heart attacks in individuals with high risk of these events. And so now we have this new indication for MASH. Approximately 6% of the U.S. population have MASH, and its prevalence is expanding. So when we look at who might have MASH, some of the people that may have it gain weight in their abdomens, but then there's other people that just don't present as that MASH person, right? Where they end up having MASH that is less, oh, wow, you gained your weight in your abdomen. So I want you to think about this as kind of like when we started talking about Cushing's, and we have this picture in our textbook about Cushing's. I think we should all expand that thought. 6% of the Americans have MASH, and that's a big deal. So it's
even higher amongst people with diabetes, especially exactly. With type 2 diabetes.
Right. So, you know, this is important, right? A couple other things that I think are important are obesity, type 2, high triglycerides, high LDL, increase that likelihood of developing MASH. So when you start to look at a person that's in your office, what are you looking for? These people that are on high dose statins and their LDL, and then you add ezetimibe, and then you need to maybe use a PCSK9 inhibitor. And then, right, these people with high triglycerides, with obesity, with high, LDL, these people have a higher risk of MASH. So I think that one of the things we need to think about is, where are we seeing this? You and I, Diana, we're using these drugs all the time, every day, right? But this is a new indication. And I think this is really important for people with overweight and obese that can now use this drug, and hopefully we'll get more approvals for it as well.
Yeah, I totally agree. Because in the type 2 diabetes space, fortunately, approval coverage has grown a lot. It's gotten a lot better. But when it comes to the obesity space, it's been a struggle. Despite having this indication for several years now, it's been tough. It was very exciting when Wegovy also got the indication for cardiovascular disease. That is really awesome. But it's kind of like, well, if you have obesity, but you don't have cardiovascular disease, you're out of luck. No one's going to pay for the medication for you. So now with this MASH indication, this will definitely open up the door. But the other thing that I'm really excited about is that this will raise awareness about MASH, MASLD and MASH, because this is like this very unrecognized condition right now where people aren't regularly screening. And it's so easy to screen, right? We can do that FIB-4 score, which now is in our ADA standards of care. Very easy to do. You just need to have liver function tests and a complete blood count. These are standard labs that we're ordering on people typically every year anyway. And automatically from that, we can calculate this FIB-4 score. And that's a quick way to screen people. And then if the score is high, then typically we can go on, we can refer to hepatology, or we can do a fibro scan and determine if a person actually has MASLD or has MASH. And so it's so good, this raising awareness on this, because it is like the silent, I don't know if I should say silent killer, but it's this like silent condition that people aren't aware they have.
Well, and I think that's really important. I think we need to understand what MASH or MASLD is, right? It's a progressive disease that can lead to liver cirrhosis, right? Hepatic decompensation, liver cancer, liver transplantation, or death. So you're right. This is not just, okay, you have fatty liver. Okay, you have, no, this is a progressive disease that can, that actually shortens life expectancy. So, you know, the thing about semaglutide, the beauty of it is that it's also indicated to reduce cardiovascular risk, right? Cardiovascular. So to me, it's this beautiful mix of you have overweight or obese, and now we can use this medication knowing that it's also treating MASH. And that's an amazing thing.
Right. I mean, the molecule itself is really, it's been incredible to see how it's progressed from a diabetes drug to where it is now with the kidney indication in the case of Ozempic and type 2 diabetes, to cardiovascular disease in the case of both Ozempic and Wegovy for type 2 diabetes and obesity. And now we have this additional indication of MASH with the Wegovy and obesity. So it's great. And then also, just, this is not semaglutide, but looking at similar medication, right? Tirzepatide, having the sleep apnea indication in people with obesity. I think this just, it is expanding the reach of these drugs. I still hate that you need to have obesity plus something else, because ultimately I'd rather treat the person before they develop any conditions. But this is a step forward, right? At least now, if we can treat them when they have MASH, maybe we will get them before they develop cardiovascular disease, right? So I think this is great progress.
I absolutely agree. So then the other exciting news is about cost. Do you want to talk to us about
Sure. So yeah, very exciting news. Novo Nordisk surprised me this week by announcing that now Ozempic is available for $4.99. And this deal is available through GoodRx. And what that means is, even if somebody has whatever government insurance, they should still be able to get this through GoodRx. Now, previously, Wegovy has already been available as a discount. What is unique, though, is Ozempic is a multi-dose pen. And I think we all know that you can take higher doses and do a little bit less. Or, you know, even in the case of the initial pen has the 0.25 and the 0.5 milligram doses. And I think it's just nice. A lot of people really like to have that. I'm trying to be like PC here, but it's really nice to have those multi-use pens that you can kind of adjust a little bit more as needed. And while many might say, okay, $4.99 is still a lot of money, and you wouldn't be wrong, that still is a lot of money, I think that there are certainly going to be people that figure out, well, there's 2 milligrams in the pen, I'm on 1 milligram, I'm going to have this pen last 2 months, and now $500 has turned into $250 per month. Perhaps Novo isn't going to be happy to hear that. But when you think about all that's been happening in the compounding space, which now, with the drug shortages resolved, the compounding really needs to stop. I think doing things like this is really nice to help the people that may have been getting compounded products and now don't have a prescription and don't have insurance coverage for it. And now this is a way they will hopefully increase and still be able to access the medication.
Well, and I think it's really important to they're accessing the real medication, right?
Thank
so
you.
That
yeah.
to me is... Right. That to me is a lot, too. You know, the compounding pharmacies, there are I'm sure there are some good ones out there. I'm sure that, and I don't want to talk a lot about it, but at least I know that the person is getting a Novo Nordisk product, and we know exactly the concentration and we know what they're getting. And so to me, that's important, right? Beyond anything else. So that is something that's important. So, and you're right. I think that all of us tend to like that multi-dose pen. I think that's the way we put it, right? Clinically. And we move on from there. So,
right. Wegovy is also, it has that deal, but it is, you know, it's more similar to like a Mounjaro Zepbound pen, where it's a one-time use pen. And interestingly, they made it that way. They made Wegovy that way because people were saying that they liked the one-time use pen, that, you know, fully disposable. But then, since then, people have been saying, well, actually, we like this multi-dose pen. Right. And it is like, it is so easy to use because it is similar to how an insulin pen works. It's a really small needle. It's just, it's a very easy to use pen. So I think that is wonderful how accessible this is going to be. And we kind of take out the middleman in this whole process, the insurance plans and all the PBM and rebates. And they're kind of just saying, all right, we'll just sell it. We know this isn't, you know, it's still, there's a cost to it, right? But hey, it's not $1,000 anymore or $1,200 or whatever it could be. So it's going in the right direction, right?
I think it's moving in the right direction. And as a prescriber, you know, not only are they getting the Novo product, but also I'm just sending it to the regular pharmacy. I don't have to jump through hoops and do anything extra. And so it works for both of us. It works for the person with diabetes or obese, and it also for both of them, for Wegovy and Ozempic, right? So again, one is indicated for one and one is indicated for the other, right? But it's also, so it works for both, right? It eases my, you know, time in front of my, in Epic, and it makes it easy for the person. They can just go get it at the pharmacy. So
yeah, that's a really good point. And that would they also, if it's not approved, or let's say there's just delays in getting it approved and someone's like, you know what, I really want to start this, or they switch their insurance plans and they don't want to be disrupted for a month or two or three. And they're like, you know what, I'm going to pay this so that I don't have an interruption in my therapy. And then they can hopefully get their insurance to pick it up again. So there's multiple reasons this is really, really good. And it's exciting times. It continues to be exciting times for GLP-1s. And I can't wait. This indication just happened. So hopefully we're going to see the insurance plans pick it up very, very soon. And the one other thing I wanted to say is there is one other drug for MASH. I don't, you know, want to neglect that, Rezdiffra. And, you know, it's going to be interesting because they're totally different mechanisms of action. So in theory, someone could try both of these medications. But I think it's good. It's going to raise awareness about this condition. And now we've got two therapeutic classes that could be used to treat this.
I think that that's a really good point. And a lot of times, because they'll come to us for either obese or overweight or diabetes, we're sending them to the hepatologist already on a GLP-1. And the hepatologists have not been stopping it in order to use Rezdiffra, right? So it will be very interesting to start seeing, what does that do? You know, when we started using GLP-1 and SGLT2s and together, is it potentiating action where we're getting this extra bump, right? And so to me, when I read about liver disease and I think, oh, this is pretty horrible stuff. And this is, you know, the disease that the soliloquy of MASH is awful, right? It is not pretty. It is not, you know, is not comfortable. It's not all those things. And it doesn't feel bad till you're pretty sick, right? It can be asymptomatic for a long time. If we are using both medications and it's potentiating that reduction in the cirrhosis, wow, right? And the next big thing will be those case studies that say, how much resolution did we get using two drugs at the same time, both indicated, right?
Right. I think it's really exciting. It does remind me of like the parallel to kidney disease, where it's like we had SGLT2 inhibitors and then we had finerenone, Kerendia.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, but this wasn't, how are they really going to work together? And it ended up being they're synergistic, right? They work great together, right? They have different mechanisms. So it's so cool to see how everything will be.
I'm super excited.
Awesome. Well, great discussion. And thanks everybody for tuning in. That wraps up this episode of Diabetes Dialogue, Technology, Therapeutics, and Real World Perspectives.